Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, talking about the Guardians today. We'll get back into that a little bit later at high noon when Paul Hoynes from Cleveland.com joins us. We'll do two keys and a lock. Tim May is going to join us at 12:40 to talk Ohio State, Washington. It's a gigantic weekend for college football, by the way. We'll get into that with Tim as well. Kevin Stefanski's press conference sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. And of course, we'll end out the week as we like to with all of you, and we will give you the opportunity to tell us the score of this Browns Lions game coming up on Sunday with quick predicts. Again, that is coming up at 1:40. So a lot of stuff straight ahead, and there's just so much to talk about. It's such a great weekend. Ryder Cup is also going on this weekend.
Hit a putt over 10 feet for the U.S. Please, sorry.
Wow, maybe it's coaching.
Sorry, get Keegan on the phone. Somebody get Keegan on the phone. This is a butt kicking so far. Sorry, continue. I know you were teasing. My bad.
Was it the putter? Jackie Mason's putter, and I can't even say the word. Caddyshack 2. Didn't he have like the electronic putter?
I have never watched Caddyshack 2.
Oh, dude, there's some pretty funny.
I used to watch Caddyshack 2.
Why?
I like to live in a world where it doesn't exist.
Listen. It's not the end of the world if you are looking for absolute mind-numbing hour and a half. Watch Caddyshack 2. There's some parts of that. Or was it Al Cervic that had the
electronic? Al Cervic had it where it he lined did? Up. And yeah, it was Al Cervic.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Oh, I guess it was Al. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man.
I've never watched the second one, and I have no interest.
You know, they never did a follow-up on his injury after he got hurt and they had to put Noonan in. Like, where was the sideline reporter on that? Talk about poor journalism.
What the MRI?
I don't understand. Help me with that. Does Joe Flacco still give you the best chance to win on Sunday? 216-474-0092. Dan.
Yes. Reason being behind it is the fact that I know this is going to aggravate and anger a lot of people. I don't think Dalen Gabriel is ready to step out onto the field and go up against the defense that's people, moving that fast.
How do we know he's not ready?
Because
how do we know? Seriously. I mean, look, I'm all in favor of keeping rookies a little bit. I'm in favor of that. But I continue. You said that just now. Daryl Ryder said that yesterday. How do we know Dalen Gabriel's not ready?
So what's happened is Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud has broken all of our brains. I think that's what has happened. Because you've had two first-round rookie quarterbacks that have stepped onto the field and have found success very, very quickly. Now, C.J. Stroud has fallen off a little bit. Is that because of his offense? Is it because of the line? Look, that's for a Houston Texans show to knock out with, you know, the General John McClain at the helm of it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what those guys are for. So I can only look at it from a Browns angle. Typically, rookie quarterbacks are bad. Typically, rookie quarterbacks get beaten around a decent amount. Why? Because the offense is moving, or the defenses are moving so much faster. They're hiding their coverages better, and everything is so much harder than what they were dealing with in college, right? There's nobody on the other side who is going to be leaving in 6 months to go become an accountant or a doctor, right? Those guys are all gone. They're accountants, they're doctors. These are actual professional football players, the best of the best of the best. That's why I've always thought rookies should sit, and especially a guy like Dalen Gabriel probably needs to sit even a little bit more because the offense they were running in Oregon was a little bit predetermined, might be the right way to put it, of what Dan Lanning was doing there. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It worked for them. They won a whole bunch of games. That's the goal. So That's why I am hesitant to put that in there, because rookie quarterbacks typically are bad. And it's really hard to evaluate the rest of a roster when you have a really, really bad quarterback. At least with Joe Flacco, I know there is a functioning NFL offense in there. You just have to find it. That's why I don't want Dillon Gabriel. That's why I think Joe Flacco is still the best for the roster. The questions that I have is, A, why are you not opening it up and throwing it down the field? Is it because you don't trust your offensive line, or is it because your quarterback has hit the point that we have all hit in some point of our lives, where either you're playing pickup basketball, or you're playing tennis, or you're playing some kind of sport that requires quick twitch reaction, and your brain goes, okay, move right, and your body goes, and move right, and you now all of a sudden have that guy blow by you. We've all had that moment in our lives. I wonder if that's what we're in the middle of right now with Joe Flacco. But I still think he gives you the best chance to win. Because at least I have his brain. I may not have every single physical thing, but I've got his brain, and I think his brain can win you games.
I've got some stats I just don't want to share because I think they're kind of a jinx. You want them?
I don't believe in jinxes, so
all right. What's Joe Flacco's record against the Lions?
Oh, I could care less what Joe
Flacco's record against the Lions. What's Joe Flacco's record against the Lions?
Probably a lot of wins to very little losses.
You want me to tell you how many times he's played him?
Four.
Close. Three.
Okay.
Looking at StatMuse here, by the way.
Well, be careful. StatMuse can get a little...
Yeah, I know. That's, you know what? Why do I feel that way?
Because it's often wrong.
Should I look somewhere else then?
Football Reference.
All right, let me go to Football Reference.
Yeah, Football Reference. I'll buy you time.
All right. Sing.
The whole... My Joe Flacco thought is, I wonder why they won't go back to what they did the first time around. And by that, I mean this offense that is major under center, heavy running game, heavy play action, deep shots down the field, and run the bootlegs, run all of that kind of stuff, and go, my defense is awesome. My defensive line can wreck lives. My defensive backfield can also wreck lives with Denzel Ward back there and Grant Delpit and Carson Schwestinger playing his tail off. Like, the defense is a menace to society. So why can't I live back in this world where I tell Joe Flacco, I want you to hit those deep, deep digs. I want you to hit those deep over routes. I want to hit those, you know, old Houston Texan Kubiak tight end game on top of it. I don't understand and would love to find out why Kevin Stefanski will not go back to that world. Because I think that world is still there and his best chance to win.
All right, it was right, just so you know.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So he has played them three times. He is
1-2?
3-0.
There you go.
And
well, that, I mean, he's been in the league for 19 years.
Yeah, I know. And they barely play each other.
Well, and the Lions were a mess until Dan Campbell walked in.
And
I mean, there was a Jim Schwartz season in between there, but they were a mess.
Just looking through all of his numbers. He's done something against them that he's only done against them and the Saints, as I look at this right.
Yes, not throw a pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Cowboys, yes. Yep, zero against Cowboys.
Got that going for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
It's nice.
Why do those things scare me?
Because the Lions have been a mess until Dan Campbell walked in the door.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right.
So all of those stats, it's part of the reason like I flush most of them when it comes to the Lions, because I mean, good golly, Matt Patricia was standing there for a long period of time. They've gone through so many coaches over there and so many different offenses that when Dan Campbell showed up, the first thing that happened was Matthew Stafford going, I don't want to be here anymore. I've dealt with too much of this. And he probably should have stayed. But, you know, again, a win-win situation. He got a Super Bowl with the Rams, and Jared Goff found a starting gig with the Lions and has been successful.
By the way, if you have recently Googled any pictures of Matt Patricia, he's doing something now that I've never seen him do before.
Is it?
It's amazing.
Is it writing with the pencil on the laminated sheet? Because
nope.
That'll break my brain until the end.
Nope. It's not it.
I don't know.
He's smiling. He's smiling at Ohio State. If you look at like pictures of him with the Patriots, especially, he was never smiling. He's smiling. He was giddy.
So our social media mentions are powered by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. You can get to me at the Sports Feller if you'd like, at Andy Baskin as well. Andy_Baskin?
Andy_Baskin.
There it is. All three of us, like PJ Adams this year. Look at the pass blocking stats. It's why Stefanski won't get back to the deep shots.
Yeah, why won't he?
I agree, but when you start moving the pocket and do those heavy bootlegs and all of that kind of stuff, it's kind of how you hide your offensive line, is by doing all that stuff. Especially if your offensive line's a little banged up and undersized, that's the stuff you do where you move the pocket and you move the quarterback. And yes, I know he's 40. Yes, I know mobility, Joe Flacco. But you could still run a bootleg and everything else in between there to help your offensive line out. It's how you can get those deep shots while still making it work. I know defenses are faster now than they were back in the Gary Kubiak Texan days, but that stuff still exists. It baffles me why they won't do it. It baffles me why they won't get under center. It's the Kevin Stefanski question I have.
Yeah, I don't know that. Has Kevin always? I don't remember Kevin being this conservative before.
I don't either. I really don't.
Now, being conservative last week gave him the opportunity to win. He put a lot of pressure on the offense at the end, but it gave him the opportunity to win.
We've gotten to this argument before. They have got to find explosive plays. They have got to go out there and they need to find passes, and maybe they find it in the run game. You know, Nick Chubb was a walking explosive play. Maybe Quinshon Judkins is the same way, where you've stumbled into the next version of this, where this guy is, you know, dying to have a 20-yard run, dying to have a 30-yard run. Maybe that is the next step in this offense, is getting him more comfortable, so then that way you can have those play action shots. Maybe that's what you're looking for. I hope so. That's what I want, because you're not going to win games in the NFL with 3 to 5 yard passes. You're just not. You're not going to win games in the NFL if you can't find passes over 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards. Like, you're just not. If you get the dome put over you, you're done. So you need to run the ball so that you can take that dome off the top and then hit those deep shots. Either that, or you're just spending life playing, you know, essentially hoping that the ball doesn't get, you know, scoring 3 runs with the ball not getting past the pitcher's mound. I mean, that's essentially what they're trying to do. It's like, it's really, really hard to string together 13-yard drives, or 13-play drives, I should say.
Let's come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this game, especially the quarterback part of it. And at what point do you hit the button? It's not an ejection button, but is there a point that could come as early as Sunday that you're going to Gabriel? Is that happen Sunday? I'm asking you. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Paul Hoynes coming up at noon. Tim May at 12:40. Kevin Stefanski press conference, 1 o'clock straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.